Hey everyone, it is Mike from Free Domain Radio. I know it's a little weird starting a podcast and not hearing Steph's voice, but one of the most frequent questions that I get in my inbox on a day-to-day basis is about motivation and people that have, you know, lots of aspirations, hopes and dreams, everything along those lines, but don't know how to facilitate any type of forward progress and making that kind of stuff happen. And it's something that I have wrestled with at various points in my life to considerable degrees. And I kind of wanted to chime in and kind of give my thoughts on it. You know, I came from a background of pretty severe isolation and social anxiety. I would just have panic attacks in line at grocery stores or post office lines, that kind of thing. I would, like, to that degree, like, just being around people would spring up all types of anxiety, and I was horrendously bullied as a child. You know, just I would agonize every year, you know, first day of school, which lunch table am I going to wind up sitting at? Am I going to find a couple friends or some people that I like that I can sit with, or am I just going to be kind of an island unto myself? And what's going to happen with that? It was never about the academics. It was never about anything scholastic. It was always social. And I grew up my whole life in that kind of environment, in that type of mindset. And doing anything like big, having a goal and actually being able to work to achieve it was completely foreign to me. The idea that I could, like, want something and then take a couple steps and make it happen. I mean, sure, you know, I want a piece of pizza. I can get up, walk to the fridge, get a piece of pizza. That kind of stuff made sense. That I could do. But nothing bigger than that. Nothing like, oh, this is an occupation or a career I would like. This is, like, a hobby that I want to be really good at, or, you know, some skill I want to develop. This is what I need to do, or I want to start a business, or, like, anything like that. To me, in my mind, there was just giant block. You know, that is for other people. Other people do that kind of stuff. Big, successful people, they do that. But me, that's not my thing. That's not for me. I'm small. I stay in my little box, and I get the scraps that fall to me, and I try and survive. That's the kind of mindset that I came from. And breaking out of that, breaking out of, you know, 25 plus years of that type of, I don't want to say indoctrination, but it is the world in which I grew up in, and the environment that I was crafted and forged in, and shifting my mentality in such a strong way that I can go, hey, I want to do something big and gigantic. I mean, what we're doing at Free Domain Radio, I think, is the most important thing that's being done, period. You know, extending personhood to children. I cannot think of a bigger and more important thing in the world right now than that. And I can pretty confidently say that Steph and myself are at the forefront of those that are really beating the drum and making people aware of this issue and advancing peaceful parenting and making sure people, you know, get out of toxic relationships and find healthy romantic relationship partners and don't wind up in a situation where you're going to have divorce and alimony payments and, you know, horrible situations down the road. You know, that to me, that's the most important thing, period, going on today. And that's how ultimately the world is going to change, is people on a small level making their personal lives better and making choices are going to lead to themselves being in happier situations. And the idea that I could be involved in something that's doing that, you know, take me back 5 years ago. Oh my goodness, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. It's like impossible would be the word. It would be, that's, I can't do that. That's not for me. That's for other people. Now, your goal may not have anything to do with wanting to change the world. Your goal may be as simple as, you know, I want to go to school, or I want to start a business, or I want to ask this person out, or I want to, you know, go do improv comedy, or who knows, whatever it may be, whatever larger goal that's bigger than, you know, get off the couch and grab some pizza that you may have. All what I'm going to say kind of applies, because the biggest step is the first one. The biggest step is kind of breaking out of that mentality of this is for other people and realizing that you can have what you want as well. For me, the first step was realizing that there was other people out there in the planet, other people out there in the world that kind of got what I was talking about and where I was coming from and how I felt. That was a big thing. I felt like an island for so long, for so many years. I look out into this culture and school and, you know, people around me, everyone waving their flags, and it just seems like I'm an alien on this planet. And I felt isolated in my own head. And once I kind of escaped that isolation, was able to connect with people and had enlightened witnesses, you know, both in the form of friends and, you know, a quality therapist, which, go to therapy, everybody. Go to therapy. Good investment in yourself. Very good investment in yourself. You know, once you get the enlightened witness, or the enlightened witnesses in your life to go like, yeah, you know, what happened there, that's not cool. You know, those situations you were in, that's unacceptable. Oh, you had these dreams, you told someone about these dreams, and they shit all over them and told you why you couldn't do that, or why you shouldn't do that, or why it was a bad idea, and didn't show any curiosity as to why you were interested in pursuing that in the first place. You know, once you have people in your life to go, that's complete and total bullshit, and, you know, really show that, hey, you know, if you are excited and passionate about something, I mean, you can do it. Granted, you're not 70 years old and you want to become a primo ballerina, you can do it, if as long as there's no, you know, immediate physical limitations. Hard work can get you to a lot of places. Hard work, drive, dedication, and just, you know, a fierce pursuit of something can really get you to where you want to go. So the first step for me was realizing that, hey, you know, maybe I'm not completely wrong. Maybe the rest of the world, maybe a large portion of the planet, the people that walk around and seem to know what they're doing and they're very confident with what they say, maybe they're the ones that have their head up their ass in the majority of situations. Maybe I'm not the crazy one. Once I found out that I'm not the crazy one, and I got the support from those enlightened witnesses, got support from a really good therapist, then it's like, huh, all right, well, I made it through that. I made it through 20-plus years of that, of people telling me I couldn't do what I wanted to do, or why what I wanted to do was foolish, or, you know, oh, why are you studying, or why are you working on that? Come out and have a drink with me, or, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I realized, like, I made it through so much shit in my life. So much shit. So many situations in school and jobs and, you know, family situations that just about anything moving forward, oh my God, anything moving forward, that's a piece of cake compared to that. Compared to what I went through 25 years ago, not 25 years ago, in the last 25 years, that it is by orders of magnitude less scary compared to what I had gone through. So, then the question was, so what do I want to do? What do I want to do? In some ways, that is a harder question than, you know, figuring how to do it and how to get there. You know, if you don't know what you want to do, you know, all the to-do lists and, you know, charts and coaching calls or whatever you may do is not going to get you there. For me, what I wanted to do was, you know, I wanted to do something to spread philosophy in the world. I wanted to do something to lead to children being parented peacefully. I wanted to reduce the amount of violence in the world. You know, I wanted people to be in better relationships. I wanted to reproduce for other people the benefits that I had experienced because of philosophy. You know, because of philosophy, I escaped profound isolation. Because of philosophy, I escaped social anxiety, the likes of which I cannot really describe. Because of philosophy, I met my wife. Because of philosophy, I met some great friends. And I wanted to do whatever was in my power to reproduce this experience for other people. I'm not someone who's ever been motivated by money. You know, there's a lot of other things that I could do in my life that would, give me a big paycheck. But I wanted to do something that I would look back at the end of my life and go, God, I really made a positive difference in the planet. I did some great things. I spent my time wisely. And I helped some people. That me. I went back and the people like me that were really just kind of an island unto themselves were isolated. I did what I could to, stand atop a high mountain and with a megaphone in hand and speak the good word. And hopefully give people access to the same tools that I got access to and talk about the importance of therapy and journaling and, all that kind of stuff, which is going to help you understand yourself better and leave you in a position to where you can, then decide to pay it forward yourself once you've done that hard work. So I knew what I wanted to do, and I really looked back. I really looked at the, looking at things from your deathbed back idea as the most important way to make those decisions about how you're going to spend your time. Because you're not going to get, that's one thing you can't get more of. You can get more of money, you can get more of just about anything. You can't get more time. The richest man on the planet can't buy himself more time. He can cryogenically freeze himself, so maybe in the future that blah, blah, blah. But he's not buying more time here and now in the present. That ain't happening. So how are you going to spend yours? Every day it's slipping by. Are you doing stuff that's going to add value to your life, add value to you, something that's gonna, accrue little notches in your belt. So when you are on that deathbed, you can look at all those notches and go, yeah, I accomplished a lot of really great stuff and helped some people and made the world a better place, having lived on this planet. Not saying that has to be your goal, but whatever your goal is, are you going to be able to look at it on the deathbed and go, that was a good time investment. I'm glad that I reached level 462 on Halo or whatever the hell. Whatever the hell I did. Nothing's wrong with Halo, everybody. Just saying, for example. You can do anything you want, but are you going to be happy with it on the last day? And if the answer is no, it's probably time to change something. And that's kind of been my guiding light and my North Star is that deathbed moment. And that has led to me wanting to work on this show. Now, oh my God, oh my goodness, making this happen and thinking that this was something that could happen, that I was somehow worthy or capable of talking to people or helping people or marketing a show or, this is big, this is important people stuff. This is what like adults do, I always felt like a kid for so long in my life. But this is what adults do. This is successful business. You're out there, you're promoting things, and you're, talking to important individuals that have accomplished a ton of stuff and trying to arrange interviews or debates or conversations or putting people together in the same room to make cool stuff happen. Like this is stuff that, oh my God, what? Like that's for other people to do, not me. Definitely not me. And it all just was completely overwhelming. Completely overwhelming. How do I make this happen? What, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But the big thing for me when there is an insurmountable thing in front of me, the biggest thing is going, okay, well, let me break this down. Let me break this down into tiny manageable chunks. What is the to-do list to accomplish this thing? Let's break it down into, let's say there's 10 steps. The 10 things I need to do, they might be huge, gigantic things, but the 10 things I need to do to make this happen. All right, break it down like that. And then take each one of those and break each one of those down. Break step one down into 20 different steps. And keep doing that until you break each step down into something that you can do in 15 minutes. Some little tiny manageable chunk that you can do in 15 minutes, 10 minutes, You know, like, looking at this giant thing that you want to do or accomplish in totality is daunting as hell. Especially if you've never been down that road and never done anything like that before. It's like, oh my god, looking at that monstrous project in front of me, I don't know what to do. I just want to, you know, kind of dissociate, go play video games, or, you know, I can check Facebook, or I can, you know, look around the internet or watch a video or something. Like, I'm just going to do anything else other than look at that, because that is way too damn daunting and it scares the living shit out of me. But if you break it down into these little tiny manageable chunks, even the most daunting thing is something that, yeah, you know, that may not be fun to do. Maybe I need to make a phone call to someone that's kind of awkward to talk to. Maybe I need to do some research about this certain component of a project that I need. Maybe I need to find a contractor or something. Maybe I need to browse Elance for that, you know, professional that has the skills that I don't have and get a quote. Or, you know, all this stuff, you break it down to small enough chunks, and this giant project, all of a sudden, yeah, you know, you start to chip away at it. You know, you don't accomplish gigantic things, boom, in a moment. This isn't a movie. This isn't a thing where it's like, oh, I have an idea, and I will immediately make this happen through waving my magic wand, and boom, there you go, tomorrow it's done. Sure, there's some very cool stuff you can do in a day, but a lot of stuff is just chipping away at it consistently and working hard over time. And it's hard to do. It's hard to maintain that focus. You know, how do I stay focused on this project? You know, that is the big challenge. And the amount of people that can consistently work towards something that's uncomfortable and keep going with it and keep going with it over days and weeks and months, the amount of people that can do that are incredibly small. Incredibly small. And I've kind of learned that over the last several years. The people that are capable of pushing through that irritation, and I hope you're one of them, pushing through all that anxiety, pushing through that frustration and that fear to try and get to what's on the other side and accomplish that goal that they have, the people that are just willing to just continue chipping away at it until, oh shit, look, it's done. Holy crap, it's done. Now, that may take a couple weeks, it may take a couple months. Big stuff might take a year or more. But if you consistently, every day, or, you know, 5 days a week, consistently, on a regular basis, you chip away at these small little nuggets of this big project that you work out, before you know it, you've made some serious headway. Before you know it, you got some big stuff done. Before you know it, God, look, let me look in the rearview mirror at everything that I have accomplished. Wow. Wow. And you start building a momentum, a positive momentum that, you know, it's hard to get going. Once you get going, once you have that positive momentum and you see the stuff you accomplished just through hard work and consistent action, it becomes easier and easier and easier to keep moving forward and keep doing more things and bigger things. And, you know, you finish a big project, you're like, wow, you know, that was insurmountable to me. I would have never imagined that I could get this done, that I could do this, that I would be capable of this kind of thing. Once you prove to yourself that you are capable of doing that, my goodness, then you're like, well, I can do another one of these projects, or maybe I can do a bigger project. Maybe I can, you know, reach a bigger goal. And then again, same thing, bigger goal, chop it down, figure out that, you know, look at the to-do list. These are like the 10 things, the 15 things, the 20 things that need to be accomplished to get this done. All right, let's break each of those down into 10 things. Let's break each of those things down into 10 things. Let's get those little tiny manageable chunks. Let's make a list, and then let's go for it. Let's go for it. And, you know, if you don't feel like working on something one day, fine. It's not a problem. Take a day off. Just don't take too many days off, because it's the consistency and the dedication that's going to get you through and make the project a success, make your goal happen. And I really say the value of just consistent hard work and being able to face stuff that is kind of scary, that if you can push through that discomfort, you can accomplish just about anything you put your mind to from a goal or a project-wise. Again, provided you're not 70 years old trying to be a ballerina and the time has passed. You know, there are limitations in that sense. But if you want to start a business or you want to, you know, perform a hobby or you want to become a better speaker or you want to anything, I mean, just break it down into chunks. And even if it's something where it's like, you know, I don't really know how to break this down into chunks, find a therapist or find a coach or find someone who can help you break it down into chunks and help keep you on track and help you build those positive habits to be moving in the direction that you want to go. That's one of the things. Like, if you want to do big, cool, important things, I know I do. It's hard to do that stuff in isolation. You need a support team. You need friends around you. You need cool people around you that are going to be giving you good feedback. And when I say good feedback, I don't mean, oh, you want to quit your job to go join a Bolivian basketball team? Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm just going to mindlessly cheerlead you without any type of possible constructive criticism to your idea. You know, like, those people aren't your friends, the people that aren't going to offer constructive criticism. But you want the people that are going to go, oh, you're interested in doing that? Well, first off, I'm interested in hearing why that's, you know, something you're interested in doing. Tell me, oh, great, have a great conversation about that. And then, okay, well, what are the practical steps? What do you, you know, if it's a business or something and you're selling a widget, how many widgets do you need to sell on a monthly basis to make this profitable? How many widgets do you need to sell on a monthly basis to make this be something that you can dedicate yourself to full time? You know, all those types of practical questions. You know, what are your expenses? Can you lower your expenses? You know, it's important to have people, whether it's like a coach, a therapist, or, you know, friends that are going to, like, have your back and have those kind of conversations with you. And, you know, I know for me, like, you know, having people in my life that I could talk to about big goals and dreams really helped make them become a reality because, you know, again, doing stuff in isolation when you come from a background and a mindset of, you know, big stuff, cool stuff, that's for other people, not for you. When you come from a background where, you know, people around you just say, oh, you can't do that, or you're excited about something, and they see your excitement, they're like, oh God, kill the excitement, because if he is successful or does something important, it'll prove to me that that was possible, and I just didn't do it myself because I was scared. And they just shit over your excitement, shit on your hopes, shit on your dreams. I know that's an extreme way to put it, but God damn it, I saw it. You know, there's plenty of times in my life where I've taken, like, a big step, and then I've had people around me that have immediately told me why that was a horrible idea and why I shouldn't do it. Or instead of talking about, oh, this is really interesting, let me hear more about it, they just told you about every disaster scenario that could occur. You know, this will lead to you being homeless and in a ditch, you know, where you'll have to eat bugs or something of the sort because, you know, you made this bad decision. It's like, God damn it, I'm just brainstorming about it, something that excites me and that is, like, a potential goal or dream of mine, and you're just going to shit in my porridge and tell me that it's, you know, not something that I can accomplish and not something I should do. There's a lot of people around there that'll try and claw and wear you down and pull you down and rip down your dreams and your goals. And that's different from the constructive criticism of people going like, okay, is this possible? Is this a reality? You know, is this something that is practical? What are the practical steps? Are you in a position right now where you can dedicate the time that you need to potentially accomplish this? You know, those are all important questions that real friends will ask you. But you don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of people that'll just tear you down because, you know, their friends tore them down or their family tore them down and they don't want to look in the mirror and go, hey, you know, I could have done this thing, but instead I succumbed to fear and discomfort and then decided to just, you know, play video games or watch movies or fuck around on the internet for an endless period of time. And, oh, before you know it, look at this. I'm middle-age and I haven't accomplished anything that I'm excited about. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be taking advice from those people. When you take advice from people, a big important question to ask, or when you receive constructive criticism either, it's important to ask, what credibility does this person have to give me any kind of feedback? You know, like if it's the person that's been working at the same garbage job for 40 years and they're like, oh, you shouldn't do that because of X, Y, and Z. It's like, oh, I see. I see. You are giving me this feedback even though you have not accomplished anything of real note yourself. Yeah, you don't have any credibility in this area, so I'm going to go talk to someone who does. And there's lots of people that are going to want to give you advice, feedback, and constructive criticism, and downright just tear you down criticism, that haven't done anything, and are just, you know, the idea of you doing something like this and being successful scares them, because then it highlights the potentiality for them to have done it, but they're just too scared to do it. Or maybe now they can't, because, you know, they made a series of bad decisions and wound up where, you know, they can't, you know, quit their job and become an entrepreneur or, you know, do this crazy thing or move across country to, you know, pursue a different occupation or a dream or a goal. You know, like, they've made decisions that wound them in a situation where they really can't do that. Maybe they have kids. Maybe they have a wife. Maybe they have a husband. You know, maybe they have other obligations that they've tied themselves into that now make their dreams practically impossible. And they just don't want to look at that and say, these are choices I made that put me in this situation. So instead, I'm just going to crap on this other person's dream. And, you know, so they can in the future crap on someone else's dream, and we can just repeat this cycle until the end of time, and no one can fulfill their dreams and get what they want done in life. So I hope that's somewhat helpful. I mean, for me, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Oh, it's a trite, you know, cliche type thing, but it really is true. You know, there's, if you break down a big enough goal into small, manageable chunks, and, you know, I can do anything for 15 minutes. I don't care what it is. I don't care how annoying or scary or frustrating it is. I can do anything for 15 minutes. So if it's something that makes me incredibly uncomfortable, but it's going to get me closer to my goal, I can spend the 15 minutes on that small chunk and get it done. And I can probably do that the next day, and the next day, and the next day as well. And then you build that momentum. You build that momentum of achieving small little things that get you slowly closer to accomplishing your goal. And before you know it, you've reached your goal. Before you know it, you've got some real momentum. Before you know it, you're like, God damn, I should have done that years ago. I'm ready to take on the world. And you're looking at bigger goals and bigger dreams and bigger things. And before you know it, you look at the world and you're like, this is my oyster. Holy crap, this is a playground. If you're willing to work hard, and I am, and you got cool ideas, and you got a support team of cool people around you that are going to give you good feedback, my goodness, you can accomplish tons and tons of stuff. Because there's not many people that are going to be able and willing. Not able. They're able. But they make the choice not to push through the discomfort, the anxiety, and the fear of doing something different, doing something scary, pushing their boundaries. And they get stuck. There's a lot of people that just won't do that. They won't push. I want to be someone that always pushes my boundaries. I want to be someone that is always looking at, oh, what makes me uncomfortable now? Let's go there. Let's frolic through this wheat field of uncomfortable shit. You know? That, to me, that's where the growth is. You know, that's where the excitement is. The stuff that doesn't scare me, you know, you can still do cool things, you can still have fun, but the growth comes from the stuff that makes you a little uncomfortable. You know, and go in that direction. Like, if I had to give a speech right now in front of, like, you know, 500 people or something. Like, I've never done that before. That would probably be anxiety provoking. You know, that to me, that would be interesting. You know, like that is the kind of thing that I am drawn to because it just makes me more of a complete person. It's not like I was incomplete before, but it really helps round out my skills and abilities and, you know, just things that I'm comfortable with. And all this stuff intersects in various ways, and, you know, like, if I gave that speech and talked to 500 people, you know, like, I would build some confidence and build some momentum in that regard, and that would make other things easier in my life. And everything just builds and builds and builds and builds in a positive direction. You know, the same thing can happen with negative stuff, you know, not doing stuff. You know, saying like, oh, that would be good, but that scares me a little bit, so I'm not going to go in that direction. You know, that stuff, you build negative momentum for yourself as well, you know, like, much like the person that's like, I would like to get in shape, but instead I am going to eat this box of Twinkies. You know, you're creating a deficit for yourself. Now you got to burn those calories to, you know, get yourself in even better shape. So you can go either way with this. You know, you can dig yourself a hole that you need to potentially climb out of, which is just going to make any future goals or aspirations that much harder. Or you can, you know, take in the moment and push through discomfort, push through uncomfortable things, and break them down into manageable chunks and start building some positive momentum to get you to where you want to go. So this is a subject that I love talking about because it's been such a crazy weird journey for me. Something that, you know, now I'm, you know, getting to do cool stuff, and I never would have thought this to be possible. And coming from where I came from, background of extreme social anxiety and isolation and just, you know, feeling small, and anything big was for other people, anything cool was for other people, it's been a ginormous shift for me. So I am incredibly passionate about this topic, and if you have any specific questions about it, or, you know, anything about motivation or, you know, accomplishing goals or whatnot, it's one of those things I really, really love talking about. So shoot me a message at operations@freedomainradio.com, and if you have any questions, I'll do my damnedest to answer them, or maybe do another one of these and talk about it. But thanks, everyone. I figured I'd give this a go, give this a shot. Let me know what you think. If you want more of this kind of thing, let me know. Just, you know, kind of stepping. I'm doing exactly what I talked about in this podcast. This is something that's not exactly, like, immediately comfortable for me. You know, like, I am now doing a podcast. I am now doing a show. What will people think of this show? Will they think it sucks? Will they think it's great? I don't know. I'm doing it, and I would really appreciate the feedback, both positive, both negative, and hopefully both ways constructive. So thanks, everybody. And freedomainradio.com/donate. Oh my goodness, can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. You know, the people that sign up for donation subscriptions really make this show possible, make it possible for me to live what is essentially a dream right now, getting to pay forward the benefits that I've gotten from philosophy to other people and work at that full time, more than full time, with some of the weeks I put in, which I gladly do. But yeah, your support is absolutely necessary for this show to continue and survive. Freedomainradio.com/donate. Any help you can chip in, immensely appreciated. And thanks everyone again for listening. And you have yourselves an awesome week. And go get some stuff done. Break it down into chunks. Do cool stuff and tell me what it is. All right. Later, everyone.